Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Made on Purpose. Hello and welcome to another episode of Made on Purpose. On this episode, like I promised you the last episode, I'm sitting down again with Simon, my husband, and our topic, after talking about purpose and everything, and can you destroy your purpose, you know, can you destroy other people's ability to walk out their purpose with the Lord? We ended off on a note that was kind of alluding to being who you were created to be. And one of the things that I've been pondering now for months is this thing that we say, well, just be authentic. Be the real you. And there's this thing that goes around Facebook every now and then. I'm not dissing it, but I never participate. I just, whatever. Is this where you post a picture of yourself, us ladies, and you don't do your hair, you don't do your makeup. It's like the real you, like pretty much fresh out of bed, or, you know, just wherever you're at, snap a picture and be proud of your beauty. And this is being called authenticity. And I think to myself, is it really? Is it really authentic? And what makes that authentic? And is it just because you were in that particular point in time, you didn't feel like doing makeup or doing your hair, so the authentic you is no makeup and not having your hair done? I don't know if that's called authentic or if that's just called being real. Like, I'm tired. I'm kind of not in the space to like really fuss about myself. I'm super low maintenance, whatever. Like this whole concept of authenticity, what does that really mean?
Yeah, because we can, like you said, especially on social media, it's such a...
It's so not authentic.
Yeah, it's such a manicured world, I guess. I guess it depends on the person, how they present themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, because just in that kind of frame of thinking, like, you know, if you don't have your makeup on, you know, your hair's not done, this is the authentic me. It kind of implies that when you are put together, that's not the authentic you.
Right.
Which is just kind of like just putting yourself together. Like, I don't know if it has to be one or the other. Like, if you take it almost like to the extreme logical kind of outworking, then, you know, any haircut's not the authentic you, any grooming, any, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm a wild weed in the forest. That's the authentic me.
You know, I once heard of a young man, he was going to Bible college, whatever. And this young man, he had decided that he wasn't going to groom himself in any way. He didn't brush his teeth. He didn't, like, he had no personal hygiene standards. And his idea was he was just going to be himself the way God made him. And if a woman couldn't accept him for who he was, then they're not the right woman. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you stink. You look like you crawled out from under a rock. Like, don't you dare get that kisser close to me. Like, you know, so it's like this weird... like a dysfunctional idea of what it means to be authentic and genuine.
Yeah.
I actually looked up the actual dictionary definition of authentic.
Authentic, it's an adjective, not false or copied, genuine, real, having an origin supported by unquestionable evidence, authenticated or verified.
Right. And another dictionary online said having an origin based in fact, provable fact.
Yeah.
And so I think, okay, so let's take all the superficial away. Yeah, you know what? I don't care if you wear makeup or don't wear makeup. You know, if you feel like spicing it up or not. That's a personality thing that's not necessarily about authenticity and the true meaning of the word. And perhaps I just delve too deep on some of these things. But some things just irritate me in my spirit. And I'm like, okay, where is this a little off track? And where's the truth in it? So when it says, not false or copied, genuine and real, having an origin supported by unquestionable evidence, authenticated and verified. And it uses here the example of, say, an authentic antique. There are ways of testing that item to find out where its origin was, what it was created, made to be in the very first place, and therefore what it is. And is it authentic? Because there's lots of fakes out there running around faking and saying, I'm just being me. I'm being authentic. So what's the real you? What's the authentic you? It says here, having an origin supported by unquestionable evidence.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I go back to where the Bible says, he knit me together in my mother's womb. Every piece of me, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. This is my origin. And that's backed up by unquestionable fact. Life is from God. We are created by God.
Yeah.
That's my origin. So if I want to be authentic, the conclusion I come to based on that line of thinking is to be authentic, I need to find out who and what did God create me to be. And in order to know that, I need to know him.
Yeah. To know how and why you were created, you need to know the creator and his intention and designs behind it. It's a, there's so much crossover, like, you know, because a lot of times I think, you know, being authentic is just an emotional release.
Right.
And then you feel better because you've released something. It's not on your chest. It's whatever. It's like, you know what? I'm not always perfect. I mess up. There, that's the authentic me. And you have this, oh, okay, it's off my chest now. So it was like the sense and weight of maybe identity, you could say, but perhaps it was just more of a psychological and emotional release. Mm-hmm. And you're just not storing that up anymore. So it just kind of feels good.
Right. Because along those lines, if I'm feeling particularly unsociable, you know, and everybody and everything just grates on me, the sound of people's voices is maddening. And I just feel like I hate the world. Mm-hmm. Well, to be authentic then, by the definition that the majority of society is putting on it, is I can act on those emotions and I'm justified because this is the way I feel in this moment. I'm going to be authentic.
Yeah.
So I'm antisocial, I'm hurtful, I'm unloving, I'm proud, I'm bullheaded, and who cares, because I'm being authentic. Mm-hmm. Like, this is me.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. And that is, I think, just really simply an unrefined and unredeemed version of myself. This is not who God created me to be. This is not his intent for me. And I'm not walking in a way, I'm not living in a way and portraying in a way that reflects authenticity.
Yeah. Well, I think because emotions and feelings are so powerful and experiential, you know, that they often get put in the wrong priority.
Right.
Just because you feel it and even feel it so intensely doesn't necessarily make it true or real.
Right. And that is the whole kettle of fish in itself.
Yeah.
Because our emotions aren't wrong. It's not wrong to have emotions. I mean, even Jesus had emotions, and we're created with emotion, emotion expression. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I just think that we take our emotions, we use how we feel, wanting to be authentic, wanting to be real, as an excuse for lack of character.
Could be, yeah. And a deep need, I think, too, is just to be known, to be seen, and not be rejected.
Yeah.
So you put it out there. This is, oh, yeah, I'm take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But the deeper desire is see me and still love me.
Right. The desire to be seen and the desire to be known.
Yeah. And that comes with whatever waves of what's cool, what's not cool, what's in, what's not in, you know, where if this is the hot cultural topic right now, then, you know, there could be a great gravitational pull towards that because now this is being seen and this is now accepted or whatever it is. Or then going back to the book of Genesis, there's so much in Genesis. How when after they ate of the fruit and then they were naked and ashamed, but before they were naked and unashamed, before they could fully be seen and not have to hide any part of them. And just like how when sin entered the world and that tainted sin has now infected all humanity. I think it was Augustine said the God-shaped hole, like there's that piece of Eden that also stayed with us, knowing that longing to be naked and unashamed. Metaphorically speaking, naked, you know, like, yes. You see
if
me.
You haven't read the book of Genesis, we're not talking about getting all your clothes off right now.
But just that you can see to the depths of me.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is in the heart of everyone longs for that.
Yeah. And just to be clear, if you're on social media and you're saying, I'm just being authentic. Here's me with no makeup, or, you know, here's me, the natural me, au naturel. And not really jumping on that, but more the train of thought and the deeper parts that were triggered in me as I pondered this out and like taking it to the Lord. Okay, what's off about that as far as just a concept? You know, generally speaking, we use it pretty flippantly, the term. And we actually aren't intending it in the actual full meaning of the word. But this is how the Lord and I communicate, because it partly goes with a bit of a prophetic gifting and calling, but I'm a very black and white person. And so when I see something, the Lord can take me deeper on it and show me things. And I learn and I dig a little deeper. So this whole idea of authenticity, I realize not everybody is using it in the true meaning of what does it mean to be authentic. But what the Lord has been showing me is to go back to the source, go back to your origin. What was your origin? I created you.
Yeah.
I made you perfect. I made you who you are, and I don't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And like we said at the beginning of our conversation, to know the product, to know that antique, you need to know about the person who made the antique. You know, mm-hmm. you want to know why they put these curves here and those and not over here. You know, what was its intended purpose?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get to know God. We need to get to know the one who made us.
Yeah.
And we might have this idea of who we think we're made to be because we're all longing for purpose. We're all longing for significance and identity.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think whether most people realize it or not, when you go about and you're like, I'm going to be authentic, you know, this is me, take it or leave it. I think in a lot of cases, even just on a subconscious level, there's this piece in us that's saying, I'm looking for significance and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mean something. I want there to be something about me
mm-hmm.
that makes me feel important.
Yeah. And we know us more than anyone. So right. we know there's many of reasons why I don't deserve significance. There's many reasons why I don't.
Yeah.
And that's the awesome power of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says you're actually way worse than you think because mm-hmm. of what the depths of sin and where you can lead yourself and where it can go. But you are more loved than you can possibly imagine.
Right.
And that longing for significance and purpose and like that upside down God kingdom, it's like if you want to find your life, then you lose it. And a lot of times we're being authentic and being real. We're trying to find our life. We're trying to build our life. And Jesus says, actually, if you lay it down, you're going to find it, mm-hmm. which is so counterintuitive, which just seems like the wrong equation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in, like you said, the letting the, you know, that's how it says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Like we're letting him write the story of who we are and how we function. You actually find the more, it's weird. It's how, because it's so, like, the more I let Simon die to become like Jesus, the more Simon I actually become. Mm-hmm. The more real we actually become and the more we lay our lives down to be like Jesus.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a weird equation on paper, but that's, you know,
yeah.
the truth in the scripture there.
But God says, he says, my ways aren't your ways. Mm-hmm. My thoughts yeah. aren't your thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think anytime we expect, when you're following the Lord, anytime you expect that everybody's going to understand and everybody's going to give you this pat on the back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and say, wow, that's awesome that you're doing this. You're not always going to get that because people aren't always going to understand. And God said he chooses the foolishness of this world to shame the wise. Like,
yeah.
not that you have to run around being foolish, but sometimes when God puts something in you or asks you to step out in obedience, it looks counterintuitive.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like maybe the world's way of operating, mm-hmm. you know? So according to worldly wisdom, secular wisdom, you look like a fool, but God's kingdom works differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Noah looked rather silly.
I'm sure. Yeah. So God doesn't make mistakes. And, you know, when it comes to being authentic and who's the real you,
mm-hmm.
you have to go back to your origin. And I think we touched on it a little bit when you've been through stuff in life, even just the fact that we live in a sinful world, a broken mm-hmm. world, hurting people. You cannot truly have a true perspective of yourself without getting to know the Lord,
yeah.
having a relationship with God, and allowing him to come and start to renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how we perceive things, how we interpret what we see, how we perceive ourselves and interpret who we are, our identity, can be filtered through so many things that are dysfunctional
yeah.
and based not in the truth mm-hmm. that come out of sinful nature. So it's actually anti-God,
mm-hmm.
but it may seem right because it's what you know. And there's elements of truth in yeah. it because of experiences that you've had that solidify that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we change that perspective? How do we start to see ourselves the way God sees us?
Yeah.
The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, then you'll be able to test and approve what the perfect will of God is.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to understand and to see
mm-hmm.
what he sees.
Yeah. And this is a pretty deep topic, actually.
Because it
now,
is, actually.
Now you got to take a step back to what is truth and where is your anchor?
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about like the word of God and the scriptures and letting us, because we get to know God through that, his ways, you know, and the instructions that they had for the early church and the Christians, like how, you know, in the book of James, you know, where it says, I will show you my faith by my works, meaning like how I actually live, the actions I take reflects the faith I have on the inside, which was, you know, given by God. So there's these things of how we're working that out to become more authentically us.
Yes.
As we get transformed by the renewing of our mind, as we lay down ourselves, as we try to, you know, act in humility and love, you know, and put away all this type of, you know, malice and slander and all this type of talk, which, again, like you said, simple, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. But we're not alone in it. So
that's right.
Very encouraging.
Yeah. And I just love that, because I can look back in my own life and I can say without a doubt today, more than, you know, last year and the year before and the year before, today I feel on the inside that I'm becoming more of who he intended for me to be. Mm. And you see, I've known the Lord for many years, for literally my entire life, but I've been through stuff. I've done stuff. I've had, you know, these times in my life that really affect your perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's been the years of healing. And God's like, no, actually, that's not what I think about you. No, actually, you're not as hard as you think that you are. You're just covering a hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to start healing that. And then I start to, over the last little while, especially, and he's like, sometimes these things seem to go in phases and you think, oh, okay, I'm good now. And you're like, oh my gosh, God, what are you doing? I don't even know myself anymore. But you see, I am discovering, it's this process of discovery. I don't think it's like a switch that flips, because the renewing of your mind and healing of your soul is a process. Mm-hmm. There's like layers, like an onion, uh-huh. and then he heals another hurt. He goes a little further down and he heals some deeper wounding. Mm-hmm. And as the healing comes, you start to be able to be more fully who you were created to be.
Yeah.
And you become even more authentic, mm-hmm. back to the origin of his design when he was putting you together. And saying, this is what I have for her. This is what she's going to be. Mm-hmm. These are the things I've put in here. These are the gifts I've put in here. This is going to bring so much joy to me and to others, you know. And so we can actually start to realize those things. And mm-hmm. when they start to show up, and it's like you're discovering who you are. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know I would enjoy this so much. I didn't know I had this to offer. And let God take you on that treasure hunt.
Yeah.
The treasure hunt of truly learning to be authentic, mm-hmm. is getting back to the origin of who he created you to be.
Yeah. And there's been so much junk that's gotten in the way that it's seeming, well, it just made me think of the skit guys have this awesome one called God's Chisel.
Oh, yes.
Where he's going at him like, you know, here's some anger you need to work on, here's some things, and it hurts, but it's healing. And that just made me think of like how the process isn't always fun, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. It's the refining. Refining is
in fire.
We talk about that a lot in Christian circles, and it's like, oh yes, Lord, refine me with fire, you know. And when you really think about it, refining it is like putting the silver, mm-hmm. in the crucible, in the furnace, and boiling it.
Yeah, the impurities out.
And then all the dross, all the impurity comes, mm-hmm. to the top, so that it can be cleaned. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, that's the silver. Mm-hmm. That's the authentic silver, you know.
Yeah. And it's hard just because we're people, you know, personalities clashes, you don't know everyone's full backstory, but mm-hmm. God has put that in every heart, mm-hmm. in every soul.
Yeah.
So to do our best with his empowerment to treat everyone we meet like an actual image bearer of God.
Mm-hmm. So go out there and be authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find the creator.
Spend time with the Lord. If you don't know the Lord and you're like, oh, these guys are some religious wackos, like, I just encourage you, like, you know what, download the Bible app. What is it, just called the Bible app? Yeah, isn't it?
I think it's what it's called now.
It's got a little brown Bible as an icon. Mm-hmm. And tell you what, once you download it, look up some studies, just type in the search, who am I, or who am I in Christ, you know, because of Jesus.
Yeah.
And there'll be studies that come up. There'll be scriptures that come up. And I challenge you to do that for 30 days, to look up another verse every day. And you're going to start reading and you're going to be like, oh, whatever. And then you're going to carry about your day. But if you do it every day, pretty soon, I guarantee, if you're willing and you're going to, and you listen, God's going to start to speak to you. Mm-hmm. And something is going to start to touch you on the inside. The Holy Spirit is going to start putting his finger on things and saying, hey, you know what? You thought nobody saw that. I saw that. You know that deep desire there that you buried years ago, you totally forgot you had? I put it there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you let me, I'm going to heal those hurts, because I want you to live in the fullness of who I created you to be.
Yeah.
There is nothing more fulfilling, nothing more rewarding, nothing more beautiful than living out authentically who you were created to be.
Amen.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Made on Purpose. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow, subscribe, and share so that we can share this story with others. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.